Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Brent Gillette, Executive Director of the United Way of St. Clair County. Welcome, Brent. The United Way just had its campaign kickoff, so for those who couldn't attend, tell us how that went.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. It was very exciting this year. You know, sometimes you think about this COVID pandemic and how it's changing things, and usually people look at it as the darker side of things, but we were pretty happy with the excitement and the different campaign kickoff. Normally, we have a big group that gets together at a local establishment here in town, and we get together and talk about what the campaign is. This year, we were able to do a drive-through campaign kickoff, and it was lots of fun. We have many volunteers that were helping to provide the food and the direction and all of those things, and got that one-on-one connection with people that came through the line to get their breakfast, to get their information, and to hear what this year's theme and message was. So it was very exciting. It was a great morning, other than the weather. I'd like to have had a little different weather, but it wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, a little bit rainy, but it didn't dampen the spirits and the excitement and enthusiasm that our folks in St. Clair County gave us that morning.
Wonderful. So what is this year's campaign theme?
Well, the theme this year is exactly what we're talking about, and that is change starts here. And because you came to the United Way office for the kickoff, it starts there. And that way we can look at how do we connect people? Because that's what really what the whole idea is this year is how do we connect people? And it's always been that way, but it's been an underlying message. And that is how do we connect those that want to help, that want to make a change and make difference in our community, to those that sometimes have to reach out for that helping hand. And this year is more important than ever because of the pandemic. We're finding more people that have situations that are beyond their control that are now reaching out for that helping hand. That have never, they used to be the helpers. They used to be the ones providing the help, and now they have to rely on that help for them to get by.
And connection is huge right now, with everyone probably struggling to find that connection. So any innovation and ways you can get people together is exciting. So it's so wonderful to hear that. The United Way of St. Clair County funds several local organizations that provide services in the community. How exactly does that work?
Well, it's a really grand scheme of things, because when people give, a lot of times they don't know what to give to. They want to make change and they want to help, but there's so many things happening. And that's what makes United Way very unique. And that is that we fund everything from what I call from birth to death and everything in between. We have 39 different programs that we fund in our community. And some of them help our young kids get ready for school. They help our middle families, you know, to deal with everyday life. And then they also help our elderly when they have to make tough decisions, whether it's just, you know, moving into an assisted care facility or whether it's end-of-life type stuff. And because you give to one organization, we have a group that no other organization has, and it's called the Citizens Review Committee, that makes sure that they're spending your gift that you give to the community in those priority areas and spread it out amongst everything.
Yeah, so one gift could go to just several organizations all at once. Is that
absolutely
right?
One of the first things that I really found unique and great about United Way is I was concerned about kids, but I know that if I just help kids, I'm neglecting the rest of the community. Right. And so United Way gives me that option, that privilege to be able to give one gift and spread it out amongst everyone.
So how can people get involved in this year's campaign if they miss that kickoff, or maybe they've just not really heard about the United Way or understood how to get connected?
Well, and that's a great question, because I know a lot of people, when they look for things, they rely on the normal scheme of things. If you're in a workplace, chances are you're going to be exposed to United Way, because a lot of our great corporate community citizens run a United Way campaign where you can do payroll deduction. They usually have a system to where you get exposed and be able to answer questions and concerns and make that ask. If you don't have that, we also have our website that you're able to go on. And our website can direct you in a couple different ways to where you can share whatever type of giving you want. We believe in three ways of giving. You can give your time, you can give your talent, and you can give your treasure. And so the website will help direct you into any one of those areas. We've instituted a new option this year, and that is to be able to donate right online and use even payroll deduction and a couple other ways to do that. So if you have questions, please give us a call at United Way, but look at the website, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, thank you so much. For more information about supporting the United Way of St. Clair County in this year's campaign, and to hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.